Here with Donald Trump's favorite podcaster. What do you think would be the most popular best-selling beer in the world? If you had to guess, I mean, I think it'd be a fairly easy guess.
Miller High Life?
No.
Oh. In the world?
Yeah.
I would figure it'd be like a Bud Light or possibly a Heineken.
It's a good guess. Snow beer in China.
Snow beer in China.
Yeah. So when I saw the answer, everyone was assuming it'd be Budweiser, Bud Light, right?
Yeah.
And it's actually, if you look it up, the only beer I've had out of China was Buddha. And it's the bottle is, it might not be on. The bottle, it doesn't matter. You can hear me, right? The bottle, you can hear me, right? The bottle?
Huh?
No, okay, so Buddha beer in China. The bottle is shaped like a Buddha. It's actually pretty cool. It looks like one of those old vases you used to be able to get. I never heard of snow beer until I found out it is the world's best-selling beer.
Can you get it in the States?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Probably because
you can
China.
Buddha.
I drank a Japanese beer called Kirin.
Yeah.
In high school.
Called what?
Kirin. K-I-R-I-N.
Yeah.
And one of my friends' dad smuggled a six-pack back from Japan in World War II and was saving it for the year 2000. And we drained the six-pack and filled it back up with Miller. Because they had the twist-off bottle tops, you could twist back on.
Mm.
And we twist them off. We drank the beer. Tasted terrible. Got us completely destroyed. And we filled it up with Miller Lite, figured by the Miller regular mill beer.
Can we import some of that?
Time the year 2000 came around, it tastes like vinegar too.
Can we get snow beer here? Maybe we should do like a
snow beer is the best selling beer brand in the world, despite largely being sold only in China. It includes a large range of beers when Budweiser and Bud Light and other members of the Budweiser family are only counted as a single brand.
Well, that would make sense, you know, because they're not capitalists. They wouldn't import it to the U.S. Bunch of damn cucks.
1934.
Send us your beer, China.
Send us some snow beer. We want to try it. And guess what? Also send us some videos from
Brazzers.
Brazzers.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting. Yeah. Snow beer in China.
Yeah, well, I mean, China is the most populous country on the planet with over a billion people.
Only allowed to drink two beers a day.
Yeah.
One evening and one out.
Everything goes in twos there. You can only have two kids. You can only have two beers.
Male snow beer. So, I thought that was interesting. Go China. Send us. We have no Chinese listeners, for fuck's sake, but if you're...
They're not allowed to listen to us.
The Philippines. They're buddies with China.
Hey, Manny, if you can travel over there, get us some. We'll pay that postage.
Sneak it in your gloves.
Japan held its paper, rock, scissors tournament. And it was actually like kind of watching a pride fight. Like they would announce these people and go ape shit. Like, it's 2 out of 3. And no bullshit. Paper, rock, scissors tournament. And they confetti was everywhere.
And what did the winner get?
I couldn't tell. Well, you know, like in Japan, when you see their checks, and you're like, whoa, God, did they just really win $700 million? And then you do the conversion, it's like 13 bucks or whatever. So, I have no...
Pile them up, you just sleep on them.
Yeah, they've done the same thing that we've done here. They manipulate the shit out of their currency, so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, you know, a lot of the times, like, when you'd watch Pride, you'd be, God damn, that's a lot of zeros. And then you find out it's... it's like a snap card over here.
700 million yen.
It's literally like...
Good Can go ahead and give me the price of that.
$325,000.
It's an EBT card.
Where's Don Terrell?
Go ahead.
I need my Abbott.
There he is. There he is. No, but also another thing is they have a tiny cooking contest. Japan's weird.
Their TV shows are amazingly weird.
It's just odd. And they have these tiny cooking contests, and it's smaller than like what No Bake or what is it, little
Easy Bake
ovens. That's what I was looking for. Tinier than that, and they love it, and they're into it.
They're small people.
I mean, little cakes that are like the size of your thumbnail that they have to, you know, have like, oh, I'm going to do like a 1/38th of an egg and show that.
How are they going to get on Brazzers if they get fat?
This is true. Well, I saw all of this on Brazzers. I thought another interesting thing was, you know, Japan doing paper, rock, scissors. And then if there's any way
do
to
they
do
kick
it.
Each other or do you lose?
Nothing, dude. I was just thinking, like, is there any way of, like, taping wrists together and doing thumb war? You know, like they do, like, you know, like.
Ronda Rousey thumb war.
They declare nuclear thumb
That's
war.
That's what she's going to do after this fight.
Thumb war?
Thumb war. Have you seen her PCS commercial?
Have you seen her house? Have I seen her Metro PCS commercial? I have a TV. There's no avoiding it. The bitch is on there. She lost like 4 years ago. I could turn it on right now, but it'll be on Brazzers.
It's on now.
On Brazzers?
No. The commercial is running.
Listen, the next time I watch Ronda Rousey, it would have to be on Brazzers because I don't give a fuck about her anymore.
You never watch Roadhouse?
I haven't seen the first Roadhouse. Why would I watch this? Wait, is Roadhouse? Wait, is that on Brazzers?
Not yet.
No. Road Ho House?
Ho House.
No, Ho House.
She's the bouncer at the Ho House.
Got some dude that looks like Swayze.
Bouncing on that cock.
What was his? Didn't he have a motto at Roadhouse? Or no, he didn't say anything cool?
Always be nice until it's time to stop being nice.
So always be nice till it's time to start fucking. Brazzers. Trying to get sponsorships here, guys.
Give a shout out to
Mike's and Brazzers. Mike's and Brazzers.
The only thing better than Mike's is Brazzers. It has a lot more flavors.
Badger, you smoke. Not only Pole, but Marlboro's.
Yeah.
Okay, what they're saying now is, you know, vaping, which has got to be the single most... I'm trying to be PG here.
Vaping causes ovarian cysts.
So, they said, dude, I can't think of any less manly thing you can look like you're doing than wrapping your mouth around some metal and vaping up. So, what they're saying now is kids in high school, vaping's up like 20%. Like for high schoolers, which, I mean, you got to be 18 to buy that crap, right?
I think it's 21 now.
Oh, is it? So they're getting
I think
like...
they're trying to regulate it.
It's they go to like a dark alley with some black market vapor?
Well, yeah, you just pay your neighbor. Pay your neighbor to go buy you some vape.
So, have you ever done
it? I bought e-cigarettes, which I think is... Isn't that the same?
I think
what
so.
What is vaping?
Well, vaping, you can buy, like, watermelon, cock-flavored. You can buy grapefruit.
And you just buy the liquid nicotine or whatever, and it comes out as steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing as an e-cigarette.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just built in.
Yeah.
You buy the cigarette, it lasts for so long, and
so,
then you have to buy a new one.
You know, like, you see, kids at the bus stop looking cool as shit, right? Cigarettes. Fucking cigarettes, right? That was cool, right? Like, oh, damn, you know? So now it's vaping?
So edgy.
So,
well, the thing is, it's a lot healthier than, you know, smoking cigarettes. Well, how is it not? Explain it to me.
I have no idea.
No, I'm talking about...
If I wanted to suck on a smoke harmonica for the whole goddamn bus ride, then it doesn't make it cool. Make it right.
I'd go to a Brazzers set.
I'm telling you, the smoke harmonica. Those things, they're retarded looking. There's no way, there is no possible way that you can stick this little tube of plastic or metal or whatever the hell it is in your mouth and inhale it like it's a cigarette and look like you're cool. It's not. I never smoked.
That's what I'm getting at. Is it's funny that vaping's up 20% because I think it's the dumbest looking shit. Like, I would rather have you suck on a corn cob pipe and I'd be like, hell yeah, man.
There's a guy in my school. When I was growing up, we would all dip.
Yeah.
I didn't like to dip.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to look stupid. So I would get coconut and I would dip coconut. So I had a big.
Yeah.
And everybody thought I was chewing.
Yeah.
But I could just swallow it and then I was on with it.
Yeah. So you looked like a badass.
Yeah.
You're swallowing your dip.
Right. And then the teacher come over, get rid of your dip. Yeah. I just swallowed it. Everybody go, oh, god damn. Yeah. What are you dipping? What kind are you dipping? I said, oh, I don't bring it to me. I do a dip in the morning. I just leave it in all day.
Because
I'm a fucking man.
Yeah. MLB's cracking down on hazing. Do you have any hazing stories from when you were in college? Or no? Was it not real big?
Yeah, it wasn't real big. The only thing that we had to do... Whenever
he wasn't.
No, oh, you're not real big? No, I'm talking about, did you have any hazing stories in college?
No. Whenever I transferred into Valley.
Okay, let's just squash this because it's been months. The listeners want to know, how many times did you shower, Bobby Lashley?
No comment.
I'll ask again in February. So hazing, MLB's cracking down on hazing. There was no hazing at your college? No, you were at a huge college.
Missouri Valley wasn't.
I've seen teabagging a lot of, which is fucking weird. But if browsers is what I'm talking about. Right. Let's get back on topic.
The only thing that I had to do whenever I transferred into Valley as a transfer or an incoming freshman, you had to shave your head.
Oh, and you just hadn't let it grow since?
It never grew back.
Fuck. No, I just kept it the same. I don't care.
Oh, I thought you told me I had to shave mine.
No, I told you I was going to shave yours for you.
Brazzers.
Mr. Pyle.
In high school, when I made varsity in high school, you go through a line where you get popped with a towel.
Yeah.
And one of the guys popped me right in the ball sack.
Well, you got that. Damn. You got that droopy ball sack.
2 minutes. You think it was after that.
But
it's kind of a cult.
No, so is that it though?
Yeah.
Because they're cracking out. No one can dress like a woman. Shucks.
What if they want to?
You're talking about in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, MLB's cracking down because I guess there's a lot of hazing, and
there's a lot of go pick up my laundry. Yeah,
you can't carry their bags anymore or something like that. So I guess and did you see the latest like? The Texans gave that rookie, like, the $8,000 bill.
Oh, yeah. They all go out to eat and stick him with the bill.
You guys do make a little bit of cash, right?
Yeah, but the rookies don't make it like the other guys do.
They still make money, though. Brazzers.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, what's minimum salary in NFL?
Like 800 grand.
Break that over 52 weeks, though.
So
that's
you're talking
like...
about 1% of your salary?
I have to have Matt on for this.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
That's not enough. That's not enough.
Because if you make $800,000, you got to get him at least $300,000.
He should be making owner money.
That's right.
But we had this issue come up with the Miami Dolphins, what, 2 or 3 years ago? That one guy that,
Incognito.
Rich Incognito. Yeah. And they said the same stuff went on. The rookies had to buy the dinners and pick up the laundry.
They would take, what was it? They would make him go to strip clubs and make him pay for all the lap dances and make him watch Brazzers. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And make him take it all the way to the balls.
I really wouldn't mind their form of hazing in the NFL. You want to pay me $800,000 a year and all I got to do is pick up your drinks and watch a little porn with you? I mean, a little weird, but you know what?
Well, you also have to play football,
now.
Too.
We do that now.
You also have to
wrestle. Don't make nearly that much
money. A 350-pound monster who wants to kill you every Sunday, too.
Yeah. But, okay, so my question
is... That's Trouser Snake.
Are you guys against the hazing?
I'm not against all forms of it. There is a point in time where it becomes a little too much. Yeah, if it gets out of hand and stuff needs to be said, then I think at that point it should stop.
Well, if it gets on a personal level with the guy, if he's doing something menial like wash my car or whatever, that's fine. That's part of making yourself part of the team. But as long as it's not personally directed comments at one guy, like no N-bombs, no gay slurs or whatever if the guy's gay, as long as it's not personal and it's within reason financially, nah, it's part of the deal.
I'm with it. I mean, there's some real stupid ones like tape a guy to a goalpost, though. You can do better than that, right? I think shaving something in their head or, drawing a cock on their face if they fall asleep, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You fall asleep.
Draw a black cock. That wasn't even hazing back in college. That was just good old fun.
Is there another color?
That was good old country fun back then.
I remember one time
cock,
from...
Black cock or the drawing?
The drawing.
Oh.
No, that's John's idea.
One of our hazing... Well, this was a partying hazing. We had a guy fall asleep at a shindig we were at, and we taped him down to a chase lounge. He was asleep on a chase lounge. And put him on the median on the highway. So he woke up on K-32 taped to a chase lounge without a policeman asking him what the hell he was doing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. That's
it good. Wasn't like I-70, but it was a big, wide median. It wasn't going to fall off into the highway.
Yeah.
We didn't want the guy to die. We stood him in a closet for like 2 hours before we took him to the highway.
Yeah, I mean, like... Like tea bagging and cock torture or whatever, you got to look at your own self in the face or whatever. But
yeah, I mean,
or in the mirror.
Yeah, are you getting your fun from yanking on somebody else's dick? Well, then maybe you need to look about you.
Maybe you need to go click on Brazzers
or talk to your therapist about your penis things.
Another sensitive thing is you heard about the Indians, slowly Xing out Chief Wahoo logo to just the sea.
Right. So it could be just like Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, pretty much, just a different color scheme. That's, like the Redskins thing, that's my team, that's always been a thing, people protest, even Chiefs games still do it.
Right. They do the whole chop still, they did it last night, they redid the chop at the game.
Yeah, that, and I'm sensitive to that.
Yeah. Most of the Indian tribes that have been discussed it with are pro- keeping the logos because it draws attention to the plight of the Indians.
Yeah, what does it matter if the red-faced Indian's smiling like he just watched Brazzers?
Well, a lot of the
worst caricature of the Indian culture is Wahoo.
Yeah.
The Redskins, that's fairly respectful.
Yeah.
Well, the Chiefs.
The Chiefs is an arrowhead.
It's an arrowhead.
Well, yeah, but even the chop. There's nothing. Well, Florida State's about the chop.
Always
Atlanta
Florida
Braves
State.
Do it.
Yeah,
it's weird that it's got to be the Indians that are slowly Xing out that logo. It's just,
if I was Cleveland, I would turn it into the Rupees and go with the turbans. The Indians.
Steep
That's
A's.
Racist.
Make them really good at customer service. And the Yanks went back in the buy-in. They picked up a couple guys. They got an Arnoldus Chapman back.
Damn right they did. Because the influx of women getting out of line when Chapman left that city was crazy.
You couldn't even go up an escalator in that place.
No. I mean, they brought in Ray Rice, but no one respects that dude. He's an usher now.
Right. On the elevator. He works an elevator.
What room do you want to go to, motherfucker?
Going to the emergency room.
There's a guy I know, heavily racist, but this is how, it's John. And no, no, so.
More racist.
No, just crazy racist.
Yeah.
No, but, and I saw him a couple months ago and he had a Dontari Poe jersey on and I go, that's, you know your shit, man.
He thought it was Edgar Allan Poe.